Together, let us confess our sins. Gracious God, if sin is separating ourselves from you and our neighbors, then we do a pretty good job of it. We shy away from strangers and from people we don't know or whom we deem different from ourselves. We like to stick with our own. Leaving that comfort zone is not something we easily embrace. We like our relationships on easy terms and find that expanding that circle can be too exhausting, too annoying, and simply too much work. Uniting God, help us, prepare us to engage, enjoy, and embrace those who are not in our regular orbit of friends and acquaintances. For in meeting the stranger, the newcomer, the alien, and the other, God has gifts to bring us through them. Gifts of wholeness, life, and joy. Amen.
Friends, God is one of wholeness, life, and joy. And when we come to God and we dare to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, to ask for God's help, it is given. And we can experience that wholeness and life and joy in a whole new way. We are forgiven. You are forgiven. May we claim all of the gifts of God. May we share them with others, and may they change the way that we live in this world. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading today is from the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do for this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" And our gospel reading this morning is from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 26. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews did not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come back. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. I'm going to invite all of the children to come forward and join me on the steps. I think we have a lot of friends this morning to join us. All right, come on up. Have a seat. I'm going to go down here. Have a seat. All right. Wow. Okay, so William, right? You were up here with us before. And who are our, what's your name? Freya and Gregory. Wonderful. Have a seat. Awesome. Okay. This is actually perfect, Freya, because you have exactly what I'm going to talk about today. How many of you have a water bottle? Freya has one with her right now. How many of you have a water bottle that you've taken to school, or maybe you take to dance or soccer practice? How many of out you there have a water bottle? A lot of people carry water bottles. A lot of people leave water bottles at church, and they end up in the church office. We have a lot of water bottles in there, so if you ever need one, we can hook you up with one. Well, I have a lot of water bottles. I sort of collect them, because what happens is I think I lose them. And then I find them. But in the meantime, I've bought another one. So I have a lot of water bottles. I have water bottles that are plastic. Here's another plastic one. Ooh. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of cool ones. I have ones for when I'm really thirsty. And I have ones for when I'm just a little bit thirsty. This one has donuts on it. And I have another one. This keeps things nice and cold. And of course, our elders of the morning always make sure that Pastor Dale and Andrew and I always have bottles of water. We are really concerned about having our water with us. Do you take water to school every day? Yeah. And why do you take water to school? Because you might get thirsty, right? You might pack it in your lunch. You might keep it on your desk. Are you allowed to keep water on your desk? Yeah. You might leave it in your backpack. You never know when you're going to need a drink of water, right? I always have a water bottle with me. So that's for when our whole body feels thirsty, right? You know what it feels like when you're really thirsty, maybe especially when you eat lunch or something, you get really thirsty. Well, have you ever thought about the fact that our hearts and our souls, our spirits get thirsty too? Maybe they're thirsty for love or attention or some comfort or peace. Have you ever felt like, oh, I just really need a little bit of peace. I just really need a little bit of quiet. I really need a little bit of rest. I really need a little bit. Maybe you need a hug. Maybe you need some love. And that's that hunger inside of us, that thirst inside of us, that no amount of water or water bottles will make us feel, right? If we're feeling sad or like we need a hug or like we're just really exhausted, drinking water isn't really going to help, is it? Well, in our scripture lesson today, Jesus meets a woman at a well. Who knows what a well is? Do you know what a well is? Yeah, it's like a hole in the ground, basically, and it goes all the way down until it hits water, and it fills up with water, and so people put buckets down in that time especially, and they fill up their bucket with water, so the water is all underground. Well, he meets this woman at the well, and she's talking about this kind of water, right? Jesus asks her for some water, and she's like, well, you don't really have a bucket, you don't have a water bottle, but we'll see what we can do. And Jesus challenges her to think about a different kind of water. It's called living water. So living water is not something that fits in a water bottle, and it's not something that quenches our thirst of our bodies and our mouths. It's something that quenches the thirst of our hearts, and it's only something that God and that Jesus can give us. So I want us to think about this week and in the weeks ahead, every time we feel the need to make sure we have our water bottle with us to keep ourselves hydrated, I want us to think about taking with us that living water. And now we won't have a water bottle for it, but we can do things like pausing to pray and giving thanks to God, surrounding ourselves with community and family, coming to church and Sunday school. Those are things we can do to make sure that we always have living water with us, okay? So there won't be a water bottle for it, but it's always inside of us, right? The well of our hearts is really deep, and Jesus always fills it, okay? Let's say a prayer together. Thank you for being such wonderful listeners. Let's say a prayer together, and then we'll join in saying the Lord's Prayer, okay? That's okay, you can keep your eyes open, absolutely. Eyes open, eyes closed, whatever works best for you. All right, let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day and for everyone gathered here this morning. And we give you thanks, O God, for water bottles that fill our thirst in our mouths and in our bodies. But we also thank you for the living water that you give us, the water that is hope and love and joy and peace and forgiveness and all those things that help us to feel content and in our hearts. Be with us as we go from this place in the remainder of our week, and we pray all of these things in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you all so much. You did an awesome job.
Danny, I'm with you. Let's all clap for that. That was very, we ought to be able to express ourselves, right? It was a very moving piece of music. I want to thank Andrew and the choir for taking us to our core, taking us to that sacred center that we all have.